The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Irwin Lowy and family of Los Angeles, California, in memory of Rav Avram Shlaima ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Zichroni Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara on the top of Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph is busy discussing what the Mishnah earlier on Chavez Medbez mentions, that there was a point in time where, instead of sending out messengers to let everybody know when what day was Rosh Chodesh, if day number 30 was Rosh Chodesh, or day number 31 from the previous month was Rosh Chodesh, they used to light fires instead. They used to light fires, and when they lit the fire, everybody would know that they were Mekadesh the Chodesh that day. So the Gemara discusses, which day is it more appropriate to light the fire? Is it more appropriate to light the fire the night after the 30th day of the month, or is it the night after the 31st day of the month? Because obviously we have to have a signal in order to know how people will know whether the month has 30 days or whether the month has 21 days. So we could make that signal by lighting, we could make a system that will, whenever you light the fires the night of the 30th, then we know that that day was Rosh Chodesh. Or we could say that whenever the 30 days Rosh Chodesh, we're not going to light any fire. Instead, we'll only light the fire when the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh, and then we're going to light it the night after the 31st day. Those are the possibilities that the Gemara says, that we would rather light the fires earlier instead of lighting them later. Because if you light them later, that means the people who live far away will never be sure exactly whether the first day is Rosh Chodesh until after it's over, obviously, because Bezin was Mekadesh the previous day, and they're lighting the fire the next day. So if you always light the fire the night after the 31st day, they're going to have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov Misafik. They're not sure which day is Rosh Chodesh, so therefore, since they're not sure which day is Rosh Chodesh, they're going to have to say the 30 days maybe is possibly Rosh Chodesh, and the 31st day is possibly Rosh Chodesh. So, because it's the sake of the Yom, they're not sure. And so in such a case, it's going to come out that they're always going to have to wait 2 days, and we'd rather not have them wait 2 days if Aiden didn't come the first day, so then obviously they're going to have to keep both days. But in a case where the Aiden will come, we'd rather let them know earlier instead of letting them know later, and that way, in such a circumstance, they'll only have to keep 1 day of Yom Tov. The question is, what exactly are we discussing over here when we're saying that they're going to have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov? The Gemara says, "Bittul malach la'om shtei yomim." People are not going to work for 2 days. Why are people not working on Rosh Chodesh? So Rashi says, the reason why we're not working on Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't mean regular Rosh Chodesh. Regular Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to work. It's not a Yom Tov. They're talking about Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Chodesh. It's the Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei. And the first day of Tishrei is a Yom Tov. You're not allowed to work. So if you don't light the fires the day of the Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so people will end up keeping Rosh Hashanah two days, the way we keep 2 days today, and they won't be able to go to work for 2 days. And if it's possible for them to only miss 1 day of work, we'd rather have them only miss 1 day of work instead of 2 days of work. Tosfos over here says that it's not necessary to say that pshat. It could be that the Gemara is referring to regular Rosh Chodesh, a standard Rosh Chodesh. Why does the Gemara assume that you're not working on Rosh Chodesh? Where do we find such a concept not to work on Rosh Chodesh? So it's Tosfos that is talking about the minig that's referred to in the Midrashim, that women do not work on Rosh Chodesh. And there's a minig that women don't work on Rosh Chodesh, whichever day is Rosh Chodesh. If not sure which day is Rosh Chodesh, it'll come out they're not going to be able to work for 2 days, 2 consecutive days. What we see from the Gemara over here is that it would seem that in the times of the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh was only 1 day. They only kept 1 day of Rosh Chodesh. Now you see from the Gemara that that Tosfos says it was a minhag not for women, not to do work on Rosh Chodesh. What is considered Rosh Chodesh in regard to this rule that women shouldn't work? Whichever day of the month is the first day, day number Aleph. Aleph of Tishrei, Aleph of Cheshvan, Aleph of Kislev. Whichever day is Lamed, the reason they're not working is because every day which is Lamed is possibly Aleph also, if Bezin would be Kaddish the Chodesh that day. And they'll never know until after it's over. So therefore they're never going to work on Lamed. But technically speaking, the only reason why they shouldn't work is only for Aleph. It's only for that one day of Rosh Chodesh. Now we know today that certain months have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and certain months have 1 day of Rosh Chodesh. Whenever the end of the previous month has 30 days, whenever there's a month of 30 days, so the 30th day is considered Rosh Chodesh of the next month, and Aleph, the day after that, which is the first day of the month, is also called Rosh Chodesh. So then that month has 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. The next month has 29 days. So after that, after day 29 comes day number one of the next month, that month only has 1 day of Rosh Chodesh. And mostly, for the most part, the months alternate between months of 29 days and months of 30 days. That means every other month has 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, comes 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, then after that is 1 day of Rosh Chodesh, then after that is 2 days. And so on. The question is, where exactly does this concept of 2 days of Rosh Chodesh come from? As we mentioned, this Gemara over here seems to say there's only 1 day of Rosh Chodesh. And in fact, in the Beis HaMikdash, we know there's a special mitzvah. Pasuk says to bring a carbon musaf on Rosh Chodesh. It seems clearly that there's only 1 day of Rosh Chodesh. You wouldn't bring a carbon musaf through an area of 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. You wouldn't bring a musaf or Rosh Chodesh on Lamed of the previous month. And Aleph, 2 days in a row, you bring a musaf. So in that Torah, the idea of Rosh Chodesh is only the actual first day of the month. So we need to understand exactly where does this concept that we have of 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, where exactly does it come from? So there's a slach in Brachos, Daf Chavov, that quotes a sefer called Binyan Ariyah. And the slach over there, a discussion regarding saying, repeating Yalav Yovah if someone forgets on Rosh Chodesh, the slach mentions that the idea behind keeping 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is called Tzveika D'Yom, which sounds like the same concept that we have of keeping 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. We know that in Chutz La'aretz we keep 2 days of Yom Tov, because in the times of Chazal, there were places in Chutz La'aretz that were far away from the Sanhedrin. They wouldn't find out what day is Rosh Chodesh till after Yom Tov is over. So therefore they weren't sure which day was Yom Tov. So because it was a Slavic, they keep 2 days. And the Gemara says that today, we have Minig Avisenu V'Yadenu. We keep the Minig of our forefathers, of previous generations, and we also keep 2 days of Yom Tov, just like they used to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. So the Slav seems to say that just like there's a concept of Sveika D'Yoyim that applies to the Yom Tovim, there's a concept of Sveika D'Yoyim that applies to Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, that's why we keep 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Now, simply put, this doesn't seem to make too much sense. Because if we apply the rule of Sveika D'Yoyim that we established by Yom Tov and we would apply to Rosh Chodesh, if that were the case, if that were true, that would have to mean that every Rosh Chodesh should have to have 2 days. Just like every Yom Tov, every day of Yom Tov, which is Aser B'Malacha, is 2 days, so too every Rosh Chodesh should have to be 2 days. If we're establishing that every day, we're not sure which day it is, so then it should be 2 days. Just so every single Rosh Chodesh, you shouldn't alternate between a month of 2 days Rosh Chodesh and a month of 1 day Rosh Chodesh. Every single month should have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. When it's a month of 30 days, so then Lamed and Aleph should be Rosh Chodesh. And when it's a month only 29 days, so then Choftes, day number 29, and day number Aleph should be Rosh Chodesh. More mistaver, it's more likely that what the Tzlach means, what the Binyan Ariel himself means, is similar to the concept that the way we explain the Gemara over here in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is saying if somebody lived far away and he didn't live next to the Bezdin that was established, that was Mekadesh L'Chodesh, so how would they know when Rosh Chodesh was? So if they were relying on messengers, they would have to wait. Could be they would have to wait a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to know. But even in the time when they used to light the fires, the way the Mishnah says, they light the fires. But a person would never know that today was Rosh Chodesh until they lit the fire the night after that day. That means that if came Yom Lamed, and Yom Lamed, when you wake up in the morning, you're not sure. Could be today will be Rosh Chodesh. Could be today's not Rosh Chodesh. So you come to shul. I don't know. Should we say Tachma? Should we say Halal? Should we daven Musaf? Is today Rosh Chodesh or not? It could be it's Rosh Chodesh. We don't know when it's Rosh Chodesh. When we know when it's Rosh Chodesh? At the end of the day, after maybe possibly Bezdin was Mekadesh L'Chodesh in Yerushalayim, they're going to put up they're going to light a fire, and then you're going to see, you say, oh, today was Rosh Chodesh. So what's in the gate? We know today is Rosh Chodesh. So we know that tomorrow we're going to say Tachman. Tomorrow we know tomorrow is not Rosh Chodesh. Today was Aleph and tomorrow's days. Now if they don't see the fire, That means they're going to come to shul tomorrow. The next morning, I'm going to say, is today Rish Chodesh? Well, we don't know that yesterday was Rish Chodesh. So we're going to have to daven Halal and daven Musaf all over again, because we don't know whether it's Rish Chodesh or not. So if that's the case, it's very understandable why our meaning is that we alternate, and we have 1 month, 2 days Rish Chodesh, 1 month, 1 day Rish Chodesh. Because the months that have a 30 days, so the 30th day of the month, always, they were always noyeg, the hanhaga is of Rish Chodesh. They always used to daven the halal and daven the musaf and the laning, everything like Rish Chodesh, because they had all the hanhagas, and the isra malacha for women also. They had all the hanhagas of Rish Chodesh, because they would never know until after the day was over whether the day was Rish Chodesh or not. So the 30th day of the month always has the hanhagas of Rish Chodesh. And the first day of the month, Yom Aleph, also always has the hanhagas of Rish Chodesh, because that is the real Rish Chodesh. So whenever you have a month with 30 days, so day number 30 is Rish Chodesh, and the next day, Yom Aleph, is also Rish Chodesh. But whenever you have a month that only has 29 days, well, the 29th day is never Rish Chodesh. Even in the times of Chazal, the 29th day wasn't Rish Chodesh, because it was never a suffix that it should be Rish Chodesh. Then the 30th day, they weren't sure what is Rish Chodesh. But the 30th day in this month ends up being the first day for the next month. It's not day number 30 from the previous month. It's Yom Aleph. So then it's Taka Rish Chodesh. It's Taka Rish Chodesh. So then in such a month, we only keep 1 day Rish Chodesh. This is the Mahalach of the Tzlach. There is another Mekar, another source for this minig of keeping 2 days Rish Chodesh. And this Mekar is brought down in a Kadmai, in a Rishon. It's brought down in the Sefer Shibolei Haleket in Sim Kuf Samaches. Over there, he brings down in the name of Rabbeinu Shlomo and Rabbeinu Yeshaya. It says that the minig is that whenever a month has 30 days, we're noyeg to keep 2 days Rish Chodesh. The 30th day, Yom Lamed is Rish Chodesh and Yom Aleph is Rish Chodesh. Why? So he explains like this. Why is it that the months alternate between months of 30 days and months of 29 days? Why is this so? The reason is, the months are based on the lunar cycle. This is the amount of time it takes for the moon to complete one cycle around the earth. How long does that take? So the Rambam says, and the Gemara says later on, that it takes slightly more than 29 and a half days. 29 days, 12 hours, and the Gemara says 793 chalokim, which is about slightly more than 44 minutes. So it's basically, it's 29 and a half days. So when you have a moilad, the amount of time, of the length of 1 month, from moilad to moilad, is 29 and a half days. So, you can't start Rish Chodesh in the middle of the day. The Gemara says in Megillah that Rish Chodesh has to be one full day. You don't have half day Rish Chodesh, half day not Rish Chodesh. So, the only way out is that we have some months are 29 days, some months are 30. So, comes the first day, the first month of the year. Let's assume, for argument's sake, that the moilad is the very first second of the day, mamish, right at shkir, right at sunset. That's when you have the moilad. You see the new moon. So in such a case, that day immediately is Rish Chodesh, and then we start counting the days of the month. Comes day number 29. Day number 29 is not yet the moilad, right? We start the beginning of day, the night of the 30th day of the month is not yet the moilad, because it hasn't yet been 29 and a half days. It's only been 29 days. So we have to wait for the moilad for 29 and a half days. Now 29 and a half days ends up in the right smack in the middle of day 30. Now we can't make day 30 Rish Chodesh, because it's the middle of the day, and the first half of the day wasn't Rish Chodesh, it was still the previous month. The only thing we can do is make day number 31 Rish Chodesh. So it turns out that the actual moilad did not occur on Rish Chodesh of the second month. It actually happened on day number 30, right in the middle of day 30 of the previous month. Says the Shibali Aleket, because the Moilad actually happened on day number 30, and half of day number 30 was already, so to speak, after the Moilad, so it already belongs. Kivu, it belongs to the next month. So it's as if it has somewhat of a Kedusha of Rish Chodesh. So since it has some sort of Kedusha of Rish Chodesh, says the Shibali Aleket, that's why we're noyeg that it should have dinim of Rish Chodesh, and the hanhagas of Rish Chodesh apply even to that day. So whenever you have a month that has 30 days, that means because the moilad is the middle of the day, so that day is already some of Rish Chodesh. And the next month, you have 29 full days, and the 12 hours were already made up from day 30 the previous month. So the next month, as soon as you finish 29 days, you're ready. You're ready past the middle. You're ready into the new, into the third month. It's ready the next month. So that month doesn't need to have 30 days. That month, immediately on day number 30, that can already be Rosh Chodesh. So that month doesn't need to have 30 days. It doesn't need to have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and so on. And that's the way that the calendar continues. And the Shmuel, like it says, even more surprising, he says this minig is such an old minig. The pasuk says by the story of David HaMelech. Says that of David HaMelech, who was the son-in-law of Shaul HaMelech, so it came the day of Rosh Chodesh, the minig was in Shaul's family to have a big suda, a big meal, and he used to invite everybody from the family, and it was a specific place that David was supposed to come, and the pasuk says over there that David, he didn't come that day. For whatever reason, he was afraid Shaul would be upset at him, Shaul was going to kill him. He was afraid for his life, so he didn't come. Then the pasuk says afterwards, it was Hi b'yom HaChodesh HaShem. It was the second day. Says the Shmuel, what does it mean it was the second day of the Chodesh? It was 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? So he says, yes. They were noyig 2 days of Rosh Chodesh all the way back during the times of David HaMelech. Now if we go understand like the reason of the Binyan Ariel and the Tzlach, the reason why we keep 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, that reason only applies for people who don't live next to the Bezdin. They don't live next to the Sanhedrin, so that's why they're never sure what day was Rosh Chodesh until after the day is over. But in the times of the Shaul HaMelech, and definitely Shaul and David, that probably the Sanhedrin in the times of Shaul probably wasn't very far from wherever Shaul HaMelech himself was. So there's no reason, according to the Tzlach, for Shaul HaMelech to keep 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. The only reason you could keep 2 days of Rosh Chodesh would have to be according to this new reason that's explained by the Shibali Halakha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.